Welcome to the coffee break, everybody. It is Friday the 15th. The 17th?
17th.
Wow. It is actually the 17th of April. How are we at the 17th of April? Like for the fact that, you know, normally when you're just sitting around doing nothing, it feels like time is just dragging on and on. But no, not this month. It's just been going by. At least that's my perspective.
Yeah, it's because we're not just sitting around doing nothing. In my case, I'm still working, you know, still
yep,
8 hours
same
a day.
Here.
It's still same old. So
yep.
Difference is you're at your office, but I'm at the house.
Yeah, but I'm not like going to the grocery store and doing, you know, shops right. And normal day-to-day life stuff. I'm just basically getting in the car, coming to work, going home, and repeat.
How's the traffic, by the way? I would bet
there is no traffic.
Pretty much nothing, right?
Nothing.
Nice.
Yeah, here in Barrie. I think, you know, when you get to the city, I guess.
Sasha!
Look at who's joining us.
Oh, my.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Sasha.
Oh, and there's Bill.
I was just thinking, you know, we haven't seen Sasha in ages. And,
yeah.
You know, I probably shouldn't ask because then I'd be creepy. So I thought, no, I better not do that.
There you go. I couldn't hear you before, but I can hear you now.
Yay.
Perfect.
Now we can say hi, Sasha.
We're just saying really friendly things about you.
Yeah.
You were saying funny things about me?
No, friendly.
Oh. Friendly.
Yes. I was just, Sasha, what I was saying was I was just thinking about you and wondering if you were going to show up. And I'm so glad you did. Because I was thinking, should I ask Robbie about Sasha? But that would probably be too creepy, so I better not, you know?
Well, let me tell you, the last time I did coffee break was the last time I had a day off. So, yeah. So now I have today off, and I'm back. but to be honest, thank you.
The funny thing is if BP9 had have asked me, you know, how you're doing or what, like, I'd be like, well, I don't know any more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. It's just such a weird time. Like, I haven't, Sasha, when was the last time? I haven't seen you since the move.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah. So that was the end of March.
Yeah. And even then, that was after a couple weeks of self-isolation and not being able to interact. So, yeah.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
But I mean, now things are really kicking into high gear because I have the day off because I've quit my job so that we can move to Newfoundland. So.
Oh boy!
Wow. I thought she was going to say, "I quit my job so I could be here for the coffee break."
That's right. Of course.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to be back. And I've had a really hard time because I haven't really been able to be on Discord even. And it's been so strange to feel disconnected.
So you're still in a house full of boxes then, Sasha? Are you still in a house full of boxes?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I am in a house full of boxes.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry.
I even picked up more moving boxes because it turns out you can never have enough moving boxes.
Nope.
I thought that we were all done packing, and then I realized, no, we still have some stuff.
Do you need any boxes? Like, do you need any from the studio as I unpack?
I think we're good now, to be honest. The things that I have to pack now are like the last little nitty gritties, like, this sounds weird, but my bread maker and my Instant Pot, you know, that sort of stuff.
Didn't you keep the boxes?
Things you use every day.
Didn't you bought them in? Sasha,
no. So Dave, I'll tell you, Dave is amazing at keeping the boxes for everything. So anything that Dave has purchased, he has the styrofoam, he has the receipt, he has the box. I am a different person. And so everything that I bought, I destructored on everything. I've popped all the bubbles in my bubble wrap. I've destroyed all styrofoam, recycled all recyclables. And I couldn't find a receipt to save my life. So my stuff all needed new boxes.
Wow.
And that is marriage.
Oh boy, but I can so relate to your husband saying, "Yep, Dave would keep all the boxes. I
keep all the boxes. See, and I'm the guy who, when he packs up to move his studio, realizes, oh, I still have all these boxes.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. Yep. So what, we used a lot of boxes. I used a lot of boxes from just product and stuff like that, just because, not because I'm good like Dave, but because I don't do my recycle often enough.
Oh, there he is. We see him in the, I saw him in the background over there.
Oh, hi, yes. Dave. Yeah, he's a...
Yeah, he disappeared. Oh, yeah. He doesn't want to be on TV.
Well, I said to him, I was like, I'm going to do coffee break in the bedroom, which, let me tell you, the bedroom is, that's a loose term now. It's just like the box room. Everything's the box room. And he said, oh, no, I'll... You can go in the living room. But the funny thing is, like, the living room has, like, just the TV and the couch at this point, too. So, so he's gone now. Give me some privacy.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. No big deal. Not a problem.
And then I have another Zoom meeting after the coffee break with one of my friends who I haven't seen in ages. And I'll tell you, like, I need to get way better at joining Zoom meetings, because I tried to join this one and was in a full body sweat. I was so nervous that I was going to miss it. It's like, I don't understand.
It just needs a password now. It's not a big deal. And it's pretty easy to remember. So no worries. Yep,
and that's to protect, because people were actually scrolling through the numbers and then joining and like posting pornography and stuff like that in Zoom meetings.
No.
So now they're requiring. Yeah. So now they're requiring passwords. So
my company requires that I remove it.
Yeah, that's nuts. See, and it's not a Zoom thing. Zoom took action right away and said, okay, well, if people are going to abuse it like this, we're going to enforce, you have to have a password. So that's where I said, like, oh, companies that jump on the remove it bandwagon, it's like, just give them a week to catch up. Because this is nuts. Nobody saw this coming. Everybody's on Zoom right now.
I almost missed the meeting because I'm in the basement working on a PC. And I said, well, the clock is wrong. What time is it? Wait a minute,
12:01. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Oh, no.
You made it. Yeah. Sasha, if I can give you one tip, because Sasha and I are using the same Bluetooth headset, turn on your Bluetooth headset before opening Zoom. And then that way it's all connected, and then you just push the join audio, and it will work.
So okay.
That saves a little bit of frustration.
Thank you.
Is that Peter? Morning.
Hi, Peter. Morning, Peter. So, Robbie, the other thing, I don't know whether you saw that there was a news article that 500,000 Zoom accounts got hacked. You aware of that?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what the impact of that is.
But again, it's it falls into the category of news spinning toward the competition. Sure. And I don't know why that is. If I wanted to brute force any service and glean passwords, or if I wanted to trick people with a phishing attack, it's like, people don't understand the nature of these attacks.
Right.
So is it a compromise of Zoom? No, it's a social engineering attack.
And that's what I wasn't sure of. I did not
that
follow
many
the
people,
news.
That many people fall for a social engineering attack, and then they label it as Zoom compromise. No, if you look closely, it's the Zoom accounts that were compromised, not Zoom itself.
Yep. And at work, they just during this past week, in all the emails that I get, which are usually all work related, I very rarely get spam or junk mail. But then something popped up that looked very weird, and it was about COVID, right? It said, you know, click this link to see the COVID latest COVID safety. No, this isn't right. This is just not right. And one
and
of the things they teach you to do is to hover over the link, not click it, but hover over it to see where it takes you. And it would have taken me somewhere very strange. So I finally just clicked on the reports phishing button that's built into our client. And it ground away. You know how Windows has that little spinning thing that it thinks about?
That's
about
all we know about Windows.
So. Yeah, exactly. I know. It's a work PC. I got to run Windows. So it is what it is, right? But they said, yep, well done. You have you've correctly identified a phishing attempt that was placed. It was a test from our info security department
to see if you were
paying attention. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it said, well done. You did exactly the right thing. Good job. So,
nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool.
I was happy that they did that because so many people could fall for that. It took me a while to say, it just looks strange. It doesn't look right, you know.
My company does that all the time. It drives me nuts.
I know, but it's a good thing, Marshman.
I know it is, but it's just
For us geeks, it's a pain in the butt, but it's important. It's important to keep people trained up. So I'm just happy that it worked.
We live in a world, though, where most computer users are not geeks. Most computer users don't really understand what's going on under the hood.
Yep.
So it's important to test them. Absolutely.
Good. I've received 3 emails of people saying that we know your password.
Yeah.
And
I got one of those too.
We also know you've read this because we've inserted a pixel in the email. So we know you've read it. I'm like,
a pixel.
A pixel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, so we know you've read it. So don't bother trying to deny it. Don't try getting back to us. But we want $2,000 worth of Bitcoin. Now, it's funny. I've gotten three of these emails from three different people with the exact same email.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, go away. Yeah.
That means you have 3 pixels in your computer.
Yeah, a whole 3 of them.
Yeah.
But it's funny because they say they injected something and they watched me download porn and we hijacked your webcam and blah blah blah, and I'm like, until this coffee break I never had a webcam.
I got the same email.
I didn't even open the email. I just read the headline. It said we've got your password and we hooked into your webcam and we recorded you watching porn and
And by the way, they're nice. They say you have good taste, they say.
They must be Canadian hackers to be so
It's important though that folks realize that the reason that those emails are coming through is because if some of the people go, I was looking at porn. I do have a webcam.
Right.
Then all of a sudden they click the link and they fall for it. And
now,
what does it make them do? It asks them to log into their Zoom account, right?
Mm-hmm. It's probably partially legit because they showed me the password they have. And that was a password I used maybe 5-7 years ago on a certain account that I know got hacked. Mm-hmm. So they did get my credentials, but
they got your email address and they got your password,
right? Which was immediately disabled, and I changed it. So it's like, you can have that password. It's 7 iterations old. I don't care.
Exactly. Right. That's the nature of a spear phishing attack. So if you want, if anyone's watching this on demand and thinking, well, I don't want to fall victim to that, look for spear phishing. Just do a search for it, and that will tell you what that kind of attack is, where they have enough information to trick you into thinking that this is legit. Mm-hmm. What I like about using LastPass and probably other password managers too, Bill, is that when I had that similar thing happen where one of these old passwords from 8 years ago came up in one of those emails, I knew obviously, that was my Adobe password, and we know that Adobe got hacked and they stole all the passwords and email addresses and everything. So I went into LastPass and I exported my entire list of passwords to a CSV file.
Right.
And I just did a control F and I just searched for that password and I saw, that was just my Adobe account. So I didn't really care about using that password on multiple sites. And there were a couple of forums where I'd used it and a couple of other sites where I'd used it that I don't frequent. They just are sites that I had signed up for because I had to be able to post a response to a thread or something. And then, so I just went in and changed all those passwords. So just keep me safe.
Remember that? Remember that time I changed my passwords and I locked myself out of my laptop for a month and a half?
And you downloaded it again, and then you lost it again, and you downloaded it again.
I know.
Oh, remember how you have this like really amazing friend who reinstalled your OS for you?
Thank goodness. Oh, yeah. Robbie.
And Robbie, how are you going to do that when she's up, you know, way up to the east there?
We're just going to have her come visit us, aren't we?
Yep, that's it. That's what we're going to do.
My plan is, in fact, to come visit with, you know, I mean, not like incredible frequency, but I'm hoping for quarterly, if not like twice a year. Once the pandemic dies down a bit.
Good.
Or all the way.
Yeah, I'll have to jump in the airplane, come snatch you away. That's what I'll have to do. How about that?
There you go.
Hey, Bo joined. Hey, Bo.
Hello,
Bo.
Bo looks like he either just came in from outside or he's trying to look really cool. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I need to change my screen so I can see all the people. Hold on.
Just scroll to the right, Sasha. You may have to scroll a couple of times to see everybody.
I like that she's actually hovering over her camera. Directly over the camera.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to. I don't know how to be classy.
Scroll on the screen.
What are you using, your phone?
I'm using my phone, yeah. And it's probably set up in a way, yeah. My lighting people are bad. I don't know.
Well, my lighting is
my hair and makeup have taken the day off, too.
You're fine. It's good.
I should probably turn off that light.
Sasha, were you able to change the view then or no?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so I can scroll through all the people.
See, I don't know if the phones have gallery view.
They do, but it's only four.
Yeah, it's only four at a time. So
I see.
I'm going to go back to the one at a time so that I'm not. Oh, I don't know how to. Okay.
Well, that's too dark now.
So
seeing Bo reminds me, guys. Sorry, go ahead, BP9.
I was just saying to Sasha, scroll to the left to get back to. If Bo would stop making noise. Oops.
This is you. Okay, this is perfect.
Who's carrying on? Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Just scroll to the left.
Seeing Bo was reminding me, Bo and I had a conversation last night because he realized some problem with the single board computer 1U server that I'm going to plan to build. And that's that I sent him a picture of the board layout to say, look at this. Like, this is how it's going to be laid out. It's going to be amazing. 9 single board computers. And he says, oh, that N2 there and the ROC Pro 64 are both 12-volt boards.
Ooh. Ooh,
yeah,
that could be painful.
Well, so that means that I would either have to put in a second power supply to power a 12-volt rail, or and then we run into a problem where I'd have to have a second fuse panel. So I suggested that let's remove the 12-volt boards. I'm going to get those out of there, and instead I'm going to just go with 5-volt.
So, Robbie, you've got some drone experience, right?
From years ago, yeah. We did the drone zone.
Okay.
So I have way too many.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask, are you familiar with the UBEC voltage regulators? They can take that 12 volts and drop it to 5 volts without any problem at all if you wanted to do something like that.
Well, Bo showed us a step-down converter that you can selectively turn a dial and it will set the voltage. So you just use a voltmeter and the voltmeter will show. So as soon as I get down to about 5 volts, then I can plug my boards into it.
Then
go to the back converter, which as long as we do a bad boy, you can hold up or hold down.
What Bo and I were talking about is using 2 step down controllers, 2 step downs, and 2 19-volt, 135-watt power supplies from laptops, and then just running them in a parallel circuit so that if one of the power supplies dies, the second one is redundant.
Okay. And you're going to feed them in parallel or something so that they're always always powered up?
Exactly. Well, both would always be powered up, and then if one dies, the other one is able to carry the load.
But can one carry the load of all the SBCs?
Yeah, 135 watts. So
okay. Yep. All right. Good. Okay.
Yep. So they're like an HP power supply. Oh, hi, Solbu.
I just got a hold
of it. Hi, Solbu.
I was out shopping with my sister. So I just got myself a new lawnmower. Ooh, an electric lawnmower for a brand new $200 and two batteries.
Wow.
What a
and
guy.
How long does the lawnmower run on one battery?
I have to find out.
Just start it up in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I have two, so it will those two just fine do my lawn. So
yeah, I don't think electric would work on my lawn. It's big enough that it takes me probably an hour and a half to do on a riding lawnmower.
Oh wow!
So I don't think a electric lawnmower would work in that.
Our house is stuck in the middle of the city, so we have like a plot that's shared with the neighbor, like that's like this big, fit it in your back pocket. And of course I end up with one of those neighbors. Yeah, exactly. And I end up with one of those neighbors who will mow his side of the lawn.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course, and not the other.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what's crazy? What's crazy about the house I'm moving to is that I don't actually even know the property line. Like Dave grew up there, so he knows. I think it's like 2 acres or something, but I've never
just passed the fish.
Like seen the whole I've never seen the whole property. I've never seen the basement or the attic. And there is one room that I've never been in on the main floor. Like it's actually insane. Yeah, I'm moving to the house like almost sight unseen.
Because
every time we would go to visit his dad, right? So it's not like I did a tour of the house. We were just going and visiting. There was no need for me to do the basement or the attic or go for a walk through the backyard or anything. It would be a little odd. And I would never just go into his bedroom, right? Like that would be also very odd. Yeah. Now that we're moving there, I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't even picture the house in its totality. Or the lawn. Who knows how long I'll be cutting the grass?
I have no idea how many batteries it will take.
Exactly.
Do you have a move date, Sasha?
Yes, we're leaving on my birthday, which is Tuesday.
Sasha. Happy birthday!
Thank you. Yes.
This is a big birthday.
Well, it's not the 40th though.
Okay, what is it?
I'll be 39. It's my 39th birthday.
Okay. I thought you were 1 year younger. Maybe you're 1 year younger than me after your birthday.
I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
You don't look a day over 21, Sasha. That's you don't look a day over 21.
Oh, wow. Thank you. My birthday is on on the 21st. That's convenient. So was the Queen's. The Queen and I were born different years, but same day.
So much about that sucks. Wednesday's our first show, and you're going to be moving the day before. So, gents, Sasha and I have already discussed it. Because she's going to be on the road Tuesday and probably unpacking Wednesday, I am going to record her on Sunday, socially distant. So
okay,
that's right, Sasha?
Yeah.
Sasha will be on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to try, I don't know how it'll work. I'm going to try and connect along the way with Discord just to let you guys know where I am along the route. But I don't know what is happening.
And you also don't know what your internet situation is like at the new place, do you?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know anything. I don't even know if we will, in fact, get through. Well, I mean, I'm sure we will. But the provincial borders are, the rules are a bit stringent right now on what's deemed essential or non-essential travel. Mm-hmm. And I do believe with the paperwork we have and the fact I have a job that we are essential and the fact that all of our possessions will be in our possession. so it should be obvious we're moving. Yeah. But I mean, truth be told, at any point along the way, because we have to cross through Quebec and then New Brunswick and then Nova Scotia before we get to Newfoundland, mm-hmm. we could be held up at any one of those borders mm-hmm. for any amount of time. So I bought a portable toilet just in case.
Good idea.
That's smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
What sort of drive time are we talking about, Sasha? Do you know?
Pardon? Which drive
what
time?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're leaving first thing in the morning on the 21st. I'm hoping to get all the way through Ontario and Quebec into New Brunswick by the end of the 21st, sleep in Edmonton the 21st, and then drive on the 22nd to Nova Scotia, and then sleep on the 22nd in Nova Scotia, get on the ferry on the 23rd. We already have our tickets booked for the ferry for the 23rd, yeah. So let's hope that that works.
Oh, that's going to be tight. Okay.
Hopefully, like I know the ferry just takes the 8 hours, so we'll be on the ferry for the whole day, like the daylight hours of the 23rd. And because there's such a high moose population in Newfoundland, we won't drive at night there. So as soon as we disembark from the ferry, we'll sleep right there, like right in Port-au-Basque, and then we'll drive for 8 hours to Bonavista. Then we will be there. So hopefully.
Wow. Wow. So we're not expecting her to be on the air on Wednesday.
No.
Well, you, you're still going to be driving.
You'll get there just before my birthday.
Yes.
Wow. Oh my God.
Thank you.
How many miles?
A lot.
Not sure. You'd have to Google it. It looks so much smaller. It looks so much smaller on the Google Maps and stuff.
Yeah, but it's a little telling the distance when just the ferry is 8 hours.
Yes, when I Google from the one point to the other, it says like 3,000 kilometers. But I don't know whether or not part of that is part of that is the ferry, which I'm not driving for.
Yeah.
Right. So
for sure.
I'll set my trip meter. Let's see if I remember that. I'll set my trip meter and I'll let you know what the total count is if I remember to set it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to be quicker to come to me. No, I'm probably nearer 3,000 kilometers than the other way.
Yeah.
When you rent the truck, they usually include on the agreement the number of kilometers on the truck. So even if you forgot to reset the odometer, you'd probably be able to figure out how far you traveled based on that.
Because you know they're tracking it for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. They're going to want to know how many kilometers.
The boat won't count.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the truth of the matter is we'll have to return the truck whilst under quarantine. So Dave's towing his truck or his car behind the truck, dropping his car off at the drop point. Then we're unloading the truck and then he's circling back, dropping off the truck and getting right into his car so he has no contact with people.
Wow. Wow. Well, Sasha, all I can say is safe driving. Have a safe trip. And and I hope that all goes well for you. So,
Thank you.
We're going to miss you, girl.
You won't have a chance to miss me. I promise you I will be active and I will be a participant in the show as soon as everything is set up and settled. I even have a studio place hypothetically in mind. I just have to like make sure that it exists in the actual house.
Hopefully Bonavista is not like one DSL connection shared among all the houses.
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, even if it is, there aren't very many houses. So... Okay, guys, I don't know how to leave the meeting, but I got to go because my
I'll just kick you out because time's up. So
it's
been nice seeing you, Sasha. It's been nice to see you all. Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
Before you go, let's look what I got to do after the meeting. I got to install this.
That's worse than Sasha's drive. That's going to take you longer than Sasha's drive. Oh, guys.
Yeah. One final note, Sasha, is that this the trip is going to give you a big opportunity to see a lot of things that you otherwise are not seeing. So enjoy the ride.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.